Brother Stocks, good morning, you on the air.
Good morning, Your Honorable.
Hey, good morning, Honorable yourself.
How are you doing?
I am trying, man. I'm trying. I'm going from good service there to hear all these complaints. No, my good service there, no shattered, and out through the window.
Well, I can tell you, I guess you're going to have another complaint. Now, my question has been relentless in regard to if the situation with the tire pressure and the tire burning out. Mangrove landfill is mission critical. There's some questions I'm going to ask. I know you're not going to answer, but I'm going to still put them out there. If they say that 8,000 tires monthly roll into the landfill, question number one, since the fire, are those tires still rolling into the landfill? If that is so, there is going to be an accumulation. 8,000 tires a month, two months, is 16,000 if we can count, and go on and go on. Eventually, after that accumulation will lead to equal a fire again. Pray tell me, don't tell me that those persons downwind from that dump will have to go through this down the road again. What is happening with the tires rolling in, 8,000 tires per month? What is going to happen? Are we going to shred? Are we going to keep filling the landfill, then have the spontaneous combustion, and it's all over again, repeated? When you look at the amount of fires from 2009 to date, the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and the one there, 7, we're going to have 77 more fires. What is the policy?
I heard you on this. I think the answer is probably the same. And you know, as you say, bees have the shredder there. We definitely need a policy. Since the program, you haven't gotten any response or none that suit you in relation to this.
But tires are still rolling in, Mr. Corey. If tires rolling in, we are saying this is simple mathematics. There's going to be an accumulation again, which will ultimately be a spontaneous combustion, and then this fire is all over again. That's all I'm trying to say in short.
Mm-hmm. I got you. We raise it here now.
I respect you too much to show that you, but I'm only making the point. It's foolhardy to think that you can have the tires accumulate all over again, and those persons down in, you call down there, Archall, you see that billowing smoke? Hours after.
But we need a more effective methodology of dealing with this. You've raised it here numerous occasions.
Relentlessly.
Yes. And I think that's good. What would have helped is if other people within the public would have called in and give it some support, you know, raise it up. Turn up the ante. Become the squeaking wheel to get the oil. That has not happened. But I think that we have to look at, hold a minute, sir. We have to look at, because you can call and call, it becomes monotonous after a while. But I worry about it, though. I have to save my callers from the torture. But listen to me.
Will be monotonous.
Listen to me. Monotony, there's also repetition and the art of learning, okay? So we understand we had to go through our ABCs a number of times before we got it. So they know that repetition is part of learning. You repeat, so you learn. So there's repetition, but then there's monotony. But hold on a minute.
I hope we weren't getting...
No, I'm with you. I am with you.
Okay.
Sir,
okay,
I'm with you.
I just want to be clear.
I'm with you. Because what you're talking about is, yes, equally or more. What we're talking about is a serious concern. We can have these fires every year. The people downwind, upwind, whatever. The environment is not good. Okay?
Right.
So what is the better solution? You've outlined the solution. There should be somewhere where we raise it here for purposes of national discussion and also to alert the policymakers listening. But it should also be a mechanism outside of Brass Stats for callers like you with these concerns to speak to people in authority. You go to the Ideas Forum, that's one. You speak to your MP to raise it. That's their job, to raise concerns of their constituents. You are a constituent to somebody, somewhere, somehow. And you should be able to raise it to them that they take it to Parliament. That's their job. In Parliament, they are not ministers. They are the duly representative of particular area constituency, ABC. And that is your concern. And then they are duty-bound to take that to Parliament. Outside of that, no. Let's look at the ministry. You should be able to call the Ministry of the Environment and get a meeting with the Permanent Secretary, the Director of the Environment, the Minister even. To say, listen, this is my concern. These tires, man, what are we doing about this? And they sit you down and they say, look, Skipper, this is what's happening now. It can take me about 2 years. You said, no, I have a better idea. Back and forth, back and forth. It's, boy, relentless. I like this idea. Send those tires to Mr. Bino from tomorrow. You understand?
Really, so, no gas on me. I no can.
But that's what we need to do. We need to do that. We can't come here, you know, every day. Yeah. And they ain't going to be. You talking, and the terrorists going to be laughing every day. It ain't making sense.
But is it reprehensive if this is it will happen like this and in this modern time of going on with advances? You can't have this, honestly.
I agree with you, man. But I tell you, I respect you. Huh? And that's why I want you to be relentless, Raul, and not rambling, Raul. So that's why I'm telling you, we have to be strategic. I don't want you to be, you with the English language. I say relentless, Raul, and not rambling, Raul. That's what I'm saying. You're not listening to me carefully, but you made your point, sir. Thanks for the call.
I regard you
equally or more. Brass Stats, good morning. You're on the air. Good morning and welcome. Down to Brass Stats, you're on the air.
Good morning, Corey. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Corey, I want to say to Mark that I think Miss Motley deserves the award. She has been able to get efficient agreement between Trinidad and Barbados. So they can fish in our waters, and we can fish in theirs, and we can get back our flying fish. So should be the one that getting the award.
Oh dear. Okay. That's interesting.
No, that is. If you look at it, nobody else can get a fishing agreement.
You're right. We call that award the wonton bowl of soup award.
Instead of he saying that they should be getting the award, it should be her getting it. Okay. She's the only one that can get a fishing agreement between Trinidad and us.
So we give her the award then instead of the other four?
No, but I'm saying, instead of he making that point, he should be giving it to her.
Well, he probably didn't study that. He probably didn't remember that. You got to give him a break on that.
Important that we getting back our flying fish.
Correct. I actually got to read up some more on that arrangement. I haven't heard anybody raise it as yet. That's significant.
But I have been, I've been always wanting to find out why we can't get a fishing agreement. When we go down there, they want to lock us up.
I didn't hear about it. When I heard the news reported, it didn't read as a fishing agreement. So we got to be fair. So again, I researched that during the regional. Which reminds me, you hear that music in the background? I tell people all the time, that's not music to dance. That's the music to tell us it's time for the regional roundup. Time to find out what's happening with our brothers and sisters across the region. We'll be back with more of your Express Edition on the Wednesday edition of Down to Brass Stats. 5 minutes after noon, we continue with this edition of Down to Brass Stats. Following up to Raul's call about the tires. We say, yes, there are 8,000 tires per month. They sent an article where in Demerara, in East Bank, Demerara, there is actually a move in Guyana where their new asphalt plant will use plastic bags, bottles, and tires to pave the road. So we could hear from Juan Anderson Cherry on this as well. I think he's the person who would have sent out the information on this as a solution to the tires as well. So we go to the line. I think we have the president of Men's Empowerment Network Support, Mr. Fabian Sargent, is on the line. Good afternoon and welcome.
Good afternoon, Mr. Lane, sir. How are you doing?
I'm fine, thanks. And you?
Hey, good man, hey, good brother.
All right, what this pleasure.
Well, I'm just calling to let you and Barbados know that Men's, you're very much up, alive and running, and you've been doing some fantastic work since our start in August 24th last year, actually. Up until now, we've been having meetings every 2 weeks, and we've had at least 30 men every single meeting. Corey, there is a need for male or men empowerment groups in Barbados, you know. But I really would like to invite all the men out there this Saturday to the St. Leonard's Boys School for 5:30. We are going to have a special men's talk, something called Legal Talk. And the theme is The Cries of Men in Barbados, where we'll be looking at the challenges that men face in the legal system. And we're going to have some attorneys. Yeah, we're going to have some attorneys.
That's a big one. Exactly.
You know, especially in families, custody. You know, men have been crying out on social media. I get calls daily. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of these men don't know where to turn. They don't know how to even start to engage the system. And there's a stigma attached to the system where some men don't even want to touch it with a 10-foot pole. And we have to get rid of that and let them know that the system is there for both men and women, you know. So this session, this Saturday at the St. Leonard's Boys School, 5:30 p.m., We are inviting all men to come out to St. Leonard's Boys' School Hall and let us talk. Let us have this talk about the legal issues facing men in Barbados. So, Corey, it's horrible. I ain't going to tell you no, like, it's real horrible.
No, y'all got to tell me, boy.
listen. We have situations where fathers have been playing an active role in a child's life.
Mm-hmm.
But then something went wrong in the relationship. Mm-hmm. And the mother is refusing the child from seeing the father, refusing the father from seeing the child because she's angry or vexed or, you know, trying to get back at him or whatever the case is.
Mm-hmm.
And very rarely and truly, the only person being hurt in the equation is the child. They don't see that because a lot of people are, you know, thinking about self, thinking about that hurt and trying to get over that initial hurt.
Mm-hmm.
And children are being squeezed in the middle. Very unfortunate situation. But we know that there are some challenges on the end of the women, but we are also looking at how we can empower our men moving forward and equip them with the information, because that is important, to get that information about the legal system and how to engage the legal system. Also get some feedback regarding how they are feeling about interacting with that system.
My thing is, one of the things, I got a call this morning. Guy was highlighting that he is not on the birth certificate and hence any of the school information for his son. And I said, I know someone who mentioned this to me all the time. He says he is a supportive, non-threatening father. His information is not on the paperwork, so he has no access to the school report. He can't go to a PTA meeting. It's causing a lot of problems. And he was trying to get the court to get involved, and according to his reports, and I underline and underscore that, I put it in bold, I even throw it in red. According to his reports, he's saying to me that the court said that they won't get involved in that. So it's good that you have your session, because I think that one of the things men would need really is guidance in terms of who could get involved and how they should deal with a matter like that, because he called in so much pain. He said he don't know if his son coming first, second, or last. He can't go to school and pick up, and he could understand if there was a lot of animosity between him and the mother. There was just a slight argument, whatever. But the mother using that as a weapon, as really what they call weaponized access to the children. So I know that waste is a big one. Over the years, I've had calls and messages from many men. I've done at least 2 shows here on VOB Brass Stats and 2 on Hot Talk on Hot FM. And I mean, the calls were many, and the pain was much.
And you see, the thing is that a lot of men don't want to come out. A lot of men suffer in silence because of how they're socialized. We're encouraging men, you know, don't stay home, don't suffer in silence,
mm-hmm.
don't keep it in. This is a forum for men only. So we have got the women. Ladies, we respect you, we love you, but this is a men's only forum where men are only the ones invited and should be in attendance. We are hoping to have a part 2 to this. We will collaborate with these women organizations. So definitely the women will be invited to the second one. But this first legal talk is for men. Men to share in their own space amongst themselves. Okay?
Definitely.
I really, really would like the men to come out. Because we reach a situation in our society where there's this increase in crime and violence and all these things. And all this is really the manifestation of what would have happened in the childhood. And all. It didn't really start at the teenage level. It ain't start just now where people just wake up one morning and decide I can start getting crazy and beating and getting on and, you know, the school's going mad. A lot of this started from childhood.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of hurting adults are children within themselves that were hurt and did not deal with that hurt in the early stages of their life. And a lot of that turmoil, a lot of those challenges are being manifested in their adult life, whether it is in relationships or even in their parenting skills. So men, come out Saturday 5:30 to Leonard's Boys School. No better place to have a men's discussion, you know, as we move forward. So looking for all the men to come out 5:30 sharp, and let me talk with the attorneys.
Okay, good. Excellent. Thank you very much. That's Fabian Sargent, president of the Men's Association, Men Education Network Support. Okay, we're going to take a call from our WhatsApp. at this time. We're gonna see if we can hear over in Canada. Good afternoon and welcome.
Hi, good afternoon, Corey. How are you doing?
I'm fine, thanks. And you?
I am here cold, but alive and feeling good. Just want to say a quick shout out to everybody in the chat.
Well, you got to talk up a bit. You know, it's kind of low at times. Just talk up. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. To say thank you as well. I got a quick question, which I think I posed to you earlier. How come you're the only person who can seem to get the WhatsApp calls to work? None of you get to be able to or want to do it. And I think it would expand your pool of callers because people like myself and other people who are off island would be able to call in.
I think we had, I think David and a couple others have tried to use it before. It's not the highest quality, so some people may shy away from it. It's something I'm excited as a station that we've moved towards, but not only for overseas, but there are a lot of people who actually would like to call in, but they can't spare the expense of waiting on a cell phone. A lot more people have cell phones now than landlines. So what you get is the regular caller who may be retired, be able to sit down by a landline, or people who have flexibility at work that the boss don't mind. Some people call and they're whispering, you know, because they're at work, you know? So I just believe that if we can incorporate the WhatsApp call, which is a free call to user, or get an arrangement with with the telecommunication agencies where they could allow for cell phone calls to be free, that, as you say, it will widen the pool and it will make, oh my goodness, that would take brass tacks to a whole new level where we're able to engage with, you know, we talk about talking to the average man, but we get a lot of the repeat callers who we love and we respect and we throw an ear hug out there too right now. But we also want to hear from the others who don't get that opportunity because of the telecommunication situation of not having a landline or not being able to do so. So there is something I'm willing to discuss with management and my colleagues to see if we can move in that direction. But what was your main point today?
My main point today is I would love the caller who calls in all the time talking about recycling. I just want to give a brief warning to Barbados. Canada has been recycling for many years. As a matter of fact, I put out my recycling stuff this morning. And at source, our separation and recycling is excellent. And the population obviously has been educated to do it, and in most communities it is done without any problem. But the big problem is that the entire recycling industry here in Canada is under heavy manners, and a lot of the stuff that is brought to the curb and recycled doesn't get truly recycled. It ends up either in landfills here or it is shipped overseas to countries who are now rejecting our plastics and a lot of our recycling stuff. Mm-hmm. So we have to think carefully. As a matter of fact, the recycling industry here is also losing money, and a lot of municipalities and governments are cutting back with respect to the whole concept of recycling. So we have to, don't just, you know, jump on the bandwagon and recycle for recycling's sake, because the public here in Canada has been kind of fooled with respect to the adequacy and the efficiency of recycling. And a lot of the stuff that we think that goes into our blue bins is ending up in landfills still. The other thing is that there are companies that are dealing with the tire recycling concept quite adequately, and Barbados should really be investigating and thinking about how to deal with the tires as opposed to the landfilling the tires.
Certainly, because I don't think it is something that can continue. My only fear is that you would know this. Before we get anywhere with this, we have to discuss this around the moon, come around Jupiter and Saturn, tap back to the sun and then come forward again. So in other words, we talk about the construction, the shredding, the, you know, we're going to talk it. But I think that we just have to, the science is there. There are examples around the region and around the world. We need to pick the best fit and just move forward.
I agree. And one other quick warning from me with respect to electric vehicles is that I keep saying that countries who are building and creating electric vehicles, will try and will sell the technology that you currently are either creating or have moved past and still have stock. So, and you have to look at the inverters that are being used in these vehicles, the motors and battery construction, because if that is not looked upon with respect to range and repairability and that type of thing, you're going to find yourself in a couple of years time having vehicles that the parts are not available and the battery replacement, etc., becomes a big problem.
And what the folks over at the Ministry of the Environment is listening, because if we can avoid some of the potholes, as I say, we got to look at examples around the world, and we could avoid some of those potholes, I think that we could actually get this off of the ground sooner than later. I want to thank you for coming in again, our caller, C.Y. from Canada. We have a lot of Barbadians around the, you know, in the economy, in the diaspora. They listen, they follow Brass Tacks daily, and we can get them in with a little comment, all the better for us. This is Down to Brass Tacks. Good afternoon and welcome.
Good afternoon.
Yeah, good afternoon. You're on the air.
Corey.
Yes, please.
And my first time I ever getting about this call.
Well, welcome, and welcome again.
I always enjoy listening to you.
Oh, thank you, man.
Every day, sir.
Thank you.
I think you're a nice person.
Oh, dear. I think so, too.
Well, I'm trying to say, right, I don't want to talk anything that's cut me off. Do you know where corporate school is?
No, please.
Market, come from Margaret coming down.
Mm-hmm. You say the name of the school is what? Puckering?
Corporate Moore.
Oh, Corporate. Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. Thank you, sir.
Mm-hmm. If you know it, well, you know there's a standpipe on the right hand side of the road.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. In front of my house, right? Opposite the standpipe at the White House. The road was bad for about nearly 20 years. I cannot sit in my gallery when it ran full. My aunt is 100 years and 4 months.
Nice.
So I moved to the back now. So, you know, does nobody have no consideration on coming down the road, you know? Because, Corey, no driving concert, but when it ran full, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It comes straight in my gallery. It sucks people coming, trying to get in my house. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So I just need, please, to ask a favor, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just fix the road in front there for me.
Right. One of the things about Brass Tacks, we have people who can actually affect these things. They're listening. And one of the things I want you to do is try really hard that when it is repaired in the near future, that's speaking it into being, that you call back and, you know, let us know that it's done and you have gotten some reprieve.
Corey, I don't think it fixed. I don't think so.
No, it can fix soon. I tell you, they can fix it soon. And I want, when they fix it, that you call back and let us
Corey,
know.
Corey, I know you personally, right?
Okay.
I have talked to you personally about it. But right now, I can't even sit in my gallery. My has 100 years and 4 months. I can't go in gallery sitting on your grandfather.
No, I would love for her to be able to
hi, hi, hi. Mm-hmm. You walk straight in front of
Not good. But as I say, the person's responsible for that, they're listening, and hopefully you can get some reprieve, and I'm wishing you all the best on that. Okay? Thanks for calling. Brass Tacks, good afternoon. You're on the air. Good afternoon and welcome. Hello? Brass Tacks, good afternoon and welcome. Good afternoon and welcome to Down to Brass Tacks.
Hello?
Hi, good afternoon.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Okay, good. I just wanted to know the numbers of the in the revenue that you had the lady on earlier, the yes. one for WMF.
Yes, please. I didn't write down which for which, but I think WMF was 41, but don't hold me to it. 535-8341.
Wait.
No. I think the WMF was the 467, sorry. So I got this number, 467-1123. That number stand out from all the ones, so hopefully you get through on that one. 467-1123.
Yeah. And just one more thing about what the lady was saying earlier, right?
Mm-hmm.
No, they have these numbers, yes, you will call them. And sometimes nobody answers the phone.
Yep.
Sometimes you'll be on the line for half an hour, probably even more than that, and they don't answer the phone, and they have witness. Not only there, a couple other business places. So these people, right, you will get grown up for 1 hour going over the phone, but when you go in person, it's even worse than when you, what you would be thinking on the phone. This is the kind of people that you have working in government. It's ridiculous.
We had an Office of Public Sector Reform, and our colleague here is actually responsible for it, Mr. Glenn Murray. So I think we have to look at where we are going with that and what really can we do. In 2020, how can we address the issue? So you go to the office and you say you're being treated not the best way. You call and people are not answering. So you assume that they're dealing with people in front of them. So that's the reason they can't answer the phone. But when you go in front of them, you're not being served properly.
Okay.
So the thing cannot be to gripe and complain and to groan and, you know, to gnash the teeth. But to ask the question, how can we improve it? What can be done? And I don't think that that can be answered on the outside. I believe that people that work within the inside, and they need to make the suggestions, and we need to hold the feet of management to the fire. Because this is really a management issue,
yeah,
and not an issue of the employee. Just to remind you, the numbers, I want to send in numbers. The numbers for Weymouth is, as I say, 467-11-20-11-66-67-77-65.
Now, let me tell you something, right? Ain't only, and again, met this last thing called alcohol. Ain't only in there. It happens all over the place. You even something as simple as you going to the clinic to be served. I mean, Barbados is supposed to be big on customer service. And Barbados right now has extremely poor customer service. And these are people that are trained. I went to a particular place that sells fast food. And the girls and the other girl there was busy talking about somebody's personal business who did what with whom last night. And for about basically about, say about between 15 to 20 minutes going over a little that myself and six other people had stopped and witnessed them before I could actually get she to come to the cash register so I can tell her what I wanted. Then she did come to the cash register. If you eat it raw. That's kind of funny. Right. Yeah. So that's how it feels to look. So definitely, you know what I mean? And to have that kind of behavior, then you have these people coming on the TVs and proclaiming one thing, like with the same place, the National Insurance. National Insurance is more than this, it's with Lifeline. When you go in there, the Lifeline don't even be there. You're getting drunk if you don't grab a lump or something.
Flatline.
Yeah, all right then. If you want,
call it
that, there, sir.
I ask, you know, I call it that here, sir. I ask a question. There was a question mark after this.
Anyhow, it's just something ongoing for the longest time. And they need to stop the lot of talking and pretty talk when even in front of the camera upon programs like this. And actually do something about these people. And it ain't only coming from young people. You know, you're hearing a lot about young people, this young people, that
Not at all. A lot of times when young people go into these agencies, they're all fired up and ready to go, brighter than bushy tail, but then they come and they fall into the culture.
A good synonym, because then you have the few that don't know how to dress, the young girls, but wear the tightest and shortest thing. I don't know if
that's not their issue. That's the issue for management.
Right.
That's a management issue, because you shouldn't get past security. Back through the door, back home.
Yeah, well,
do that once or twice and problem solved.
Yeah,
we like a lot of talk in the country. Yeah.
Yeah, all right, then. Enough talking. Something security don't even got respect for themselves. Some of them.
Listening to you, it sounds like doom and gloom, man. Because I shut down and go home.
Just being real, and everybody that is the same. But people, what I'm just trying to put out there, you're not being a pessimist, all right, or whatever. What I'm just trying to tell you is that you have a lot of people say one thing to you, and then when you, the person, their experience is a different thing altogether, because they feel that you owe them something and that they don't owe you nothing, so they can do and act accordingly. So if you're supposed to be so highly trained in customer service, right, you can't only smile for a particular set of people. I ain't going to go there with that. If you read me, you know where it's coming from.
No, I understand what you mean.
It goes for all sectors. Customer service is a very important issue.
Let me wrap up this call with this, right? The fact of the matter is we need to have standards and we need to have management to hold you to these standards and accountability for management who refuse to hold you to these standards. Remember we had Percy the Pig as our nice brand. We got a pig to teach us manners. That should tell you a lot. Well, the music tells us it's time for the latest from the Starcom Network News. More of the Express edition of Down to Brass Stats for this Wednesday when we return. This is Brass Stats, the Wednesday edition. I'm your host, Corey Lane, producer Michelle Braffitt. We go until 1 o'clock, but we pause for the ICAP 5-minute, very informative program. You do not want to miss it. A reminder to those on the WhatsApp, I was looking through. Some of the questions have been answered, some have not been, and I just letting you know I'll be grouping them up, sending them on, so that we can have some response to your many questions. Brass Stats, good afternoon. You're on the air.
Hi, good afternoon.
Hey, good afternoon. Hey, good afternoon.
Corey?
Yes, please.
Yes, hi. This is Ashley Rifle here.
Oh, yes. Hi, welcome.
Right. So, first of all, I heard Fabian, the president of the men's group, speaking, and I want to also encourage fathers, men, to come out at St. Leonard School at 5:30 p.m. for this discussion. It was originally at the Resource Center. It was originally at Sky Mall, but it is at St. Leonard's Boys School because of the amount of fathers and men we expect to come out.
But I'm glad you repeat that, because I had a WhatsApp that came in. I didn't get to read it, but now that I've read it fully, it made me smile. And I don't know, I want to get your response to this. It says, please repeat the information where this men's forum will be held. This is for my husband. He will be needing this information.
That is very interesting, because I am also on the executive, and we would have worked hard to try to have something to give to the public, but from the men's perspective. And some of those that come to the meeting, is a fantastic session to come. There are a lot of things that you learn. But from my role as an educator and as a father who has been through a similar process, a lot of the hurdles we want addressed, because I find that when men speak on men's issues in Barbados, you have this friction that comes sometimes from feminist groups, from different people from different walks of life. But sometimes we just need to listen. And a lot of what happens in society happens because no one is listening. And if you look at some of the challenges that fathers are going through in this era, because in times gone by, yes, there are men that did foolishness. Yes, there are fathers that did foolishness, mm-hmm. of course. But there have also been mothers that have done foolishness. And these are things, the balance needs to be restored. Because if, for example, the law court, and I'm speaking from personal experience, you go before the law court and you present all of the evidence and everything is there, you can't understand why on earth it is that the course aren't doing anything. So the group is not a group that is bombastic. We are very interactive. In fact, many of the females and mothers are very supportive of what we're trying to do, because as we've said many times, we're not here to fight with anyone. We are here to look at it. But from the side of the children, mm-hmm. I have done lessons and camps, and I've seen the side effects, especially of parent alienation. You have mothers saying to young boys, what, you know, they're telling them, listen, you don't have a father. The father's there. In some cases, the father is paying the support. He's doing everything he's supposed to do. He's gone to court. There are cases where fathers have been accused of molestation, and other people had to come in, and, you know, the mother was deemed unfit, but yet she still has care and control, because custody is a word that people in Barbados use very liberal, okay? And, mm-hmm. and we have care and control of visitation. And oftentimes it is just given to the mother, because, you know, we are still a society that looks at it from that perspective, but not from the perspective of what is best for the child. And this is a discussion that we know will be at the the forefront of many people who are listening to your program.
There's another big one. I want to support you on what you said. I think when we have these men's groups, I think they have to underscore that we're really here to support disadvantaged fathers and not just men outright, because there's some out there who are not pulling their weight. Because I did get messages here on the WhatsApp saying, you know, this is both ways. I have a 16-year-old son and father will not have anything to do with him and etc. But the point to me is, yes, but that this discussion still need to be had with those who are trying to be supportive and not getting the support. But the big problem for me in the court system, and we had Faith Marshall Harris here, and it will be instructive to get that particular program, a repeat of that program, because she did, there was serious revelations that she made on that program, in my opinion. And one of the things were related to contempt orders and stuff like that. So men held in contempt for not doing what they're supposed to do. Sometimes men are given visitation rights, et cetera, et cetera. The women just bluntly refuse. And then the court is in a pickle because the court doesn't want to send a woman to prison when she's looking after the child. So then how do you hold women accountable or responsible for breaching a court order? And that was a major issue.
That is
major.
Corey, that is literally one of the key points, because again, there are many mothers who breach orders. In fact, there are orders where children are supposed to be, for example, at one school, and then the mother decides, you know what, I'm going to take them to another school, and they, you know, take it, and then the father now has to pay an attorney at law to represent him, to inform the court that a breach was made. Then when you get the court, nothing happens. There's no reprimand. So the father feels as though, hey, listen, I've gone to the only place that can help with this situation, and he doesn't feel as though there's justice. So I agree with some of the WhatsApp messages from persons who would have said, yes, there are men out there that, you know, don't take care of their children. And that is true, but we do not want to spend a lot of time dealing with that, because for any time a man says, here's an issue, you get other people talking about, here's the other issue.
Yeah, the issue.
So we just want people
just
to
want
understand
a space
that.
To speak about that issue. All right. We got to wrap up now because it's almost time to go, but I'm going to encourage men and remind them, a lot of people asking to repeat, the venue is St. Leonard's this Sunday, the 22nd, at 5:30 p.m. So there you